The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as you know, there was a big row during the week about the intelligence report released by the Pentagon into what happened when the United States bombed Iran. And then Trump said, you know, what was released was not accurate, da-da-da. But could it be that the Pentagon would ever release information that was incorrect? Well, the man with the story is David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this is not about Iran or Israel. It's about UFOs.
Yes, something slightly more lighthearted today, given how terrible the world is at the moment. So again, back in Trump's last presidency, he made a lot of noises about declassifying different things. And a small cohort of UFO conspiracy theorists were very excited about this. But it has since emerged, some reporting in the Wall Street Journal looked into this week, that in fact, a lot of the stuff that we thought we knew about UFOs was deliberately put out there by the Pentagon and the CIA because it masked actual activities that the US Air Force were doing, like testing out new stealth bombers or new weapons technology.
So this is a report of stuff seen in the skies over Area 51. What's Area 51?
Area 51 is essentially a testing base for the Air Force, where they actually had some of the first goes at stealth aircraft and things like that. So it was really, really useful to have a mythos around it, because it wasn't entirely impossible. Even though this is, you know, fairly obscure area, people will still see things. So when people started speculating about aliens, a lot of the government disinformation leaned into that. So, for example, when they were testing the F-117 stealth bomber, they were happy to mislead the public into thinking they'd seen alien spacecraft. And several times the Pentagon discovered this was a very useful thing to do. So they weren't necessarily deliberately lying, but they were certainly amplifying the existing misinformation about aliens.
So here's the rub. You have all these conspiracy theories believing that the government was covering up the existence or sighting of aliens over Area 51 and other places, when in fact it was quite the opposite. The government knew there were no aliens and were
quite
cooperating with, if you like, with the conspiracy theorists that there were to cover up its own work.
And this happens quite a bit, for example. It sometimes thinks that I always joke that conspiracy theorists often become useful idiots for real conspiracies. And the example of that as well is during the 1960s, Soviet disinformation activities spent a lot of money trying to amplify conspiracy theories that already existed in America. For example, they funded a huge amount into the idea that JFK had been assassinated by conspiracy, they spent a lot of money on that. And the reason they did that is it fostered mistrust. So the conspiracy theorists that were inadvertently funded by this had no idea they were being funded by it. It turns out that spreading disinformation and letting people believe in conspiracy theories can be very useful if you're trying to distract from something else. And this is something both the Americans and the Russians have known a very long time.
Now tell me about Captain Robert Salas and what he claimed.
So in 1967, former Air Commander or Air Force Captain Robert Salas claimed he saw a glowing object that was capable of disarming or disabling 10 nuclear missiles in Montana. And this was, they were sworn to secrecy, though they, of course, in the 1990s, they came out and spoke to the press about it. This actually was something, but it wasn't what Robert Salas thought it was. These were anomalies that were caused by electromagnetic interference, which were the result of secret tests, not alien intervention. But it was kind of useful to, you know, the powers that be, as they are, to allow Captain Robert Salas to think that these might be aliens rather than find out that they had technology that could potentially disable nuclear warheads. So that was back in 1967, and it was only discussed in the press in 1990s. And of course, it was a real thing, just not what Robert Salas thought it was. It was not aliens. It was technology being tested that he wasn't privy to.
Now, over the years, there have been, you know, alleged fragments of alien spacecraft discovered. What do we know about them?
We know they're probably not from space. They're almost certainly military or, spying technology. So, for example, even the classic Roswell crash that people talk about being a weather balloon, it's quite possible that was spying technology. It's a very good cover-up when that happens. If you can make people fixate on the idea that something is extraterrestrial in origin, you can distract them from the fact that most things are not extraterrestrial in origin. They come from Earth. And again, that's a very useful social topic to lean into, because people get so excited by aliens they stop and don't think the more reasonable explanation might be right at their doorstep.
Now, while we're still on conspiracy theories, we should talk about one sad aspect of conspiracy theories, and this is the death of a daughter of a well-known conspiracy theorist because she didn't undergo proper chemo and instead tried some of the daft stuff and ended up paying for her lack of attention to her own health with her life.
Yeah, this is a really grim story that BBC and Mariana Springer have covered this week. So at the beginning of the pandemic, some people may remember the very well-known conspiracy theorist Kate Shimarani. She was a nurse that made a lot of very misleading and false statements about COVID being a conspiracy. She was eventually struck off. So she rose to prominence, became one of these negative influencers spreading misinformation at the pandemic, and eventually was kicked off the register. Now, she kind of fell a little bit into abeyance, but she's recently amplified her online profile again. Unfortunately, I remember saying at the time some of the stuff she was saying could kill people. And recently, both of her sons have come out and accused her or her misinformation of contributing to their sister's, her daughter's death. So this was a young lady, Kate's daughter, Paloma, who was diagnosed with a lung mass that was a cancer in 2023. And while she was getting conventional treatment, her mother leaned very heavily on her to essentially ignore medical advice and to go for Gerson therapy, which, by the way, is a long debunked bit of pseudoscience. Unfortunately, that had kind of the predictable outcome in so much as she got sicker and she died. And now her two sons have spoken to BBC and they are understandably quite furious about this thing. And it's a really horrible reminder that there are human consequences to accepting misinformation.
David, thank you very much for joining us. That's David Robert Grimes, who is the author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts It All at Risk.